from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They were really 1 point away from being in the playoffs. You know, one win away. So the value in making sure that you play good, consistent hockey, the fact this year that they won a lot of games against a lot of good teams just told me that they've got a lot of good players. And I really believe the connected part, that playing for each other, believing in how you play and being really consistent with your play night in, night out.
All right, Joe, I asked Josh to play Lindy Ruff coming in.
Okay.
Would you like to play This Day in History or This Day in the Future?
Ooh.
Little game here. We'll get to both of them. Before we get to the Rodgers thing, and I've got some Joe Shane stuff, and you've got Keon. We'll probably switch gears to football, but I've got – these are fun Sabres things. I want to say that.
Sabres.
These are fun Sabres things, kind of. This Day in History or This Day in the Future?
Let's do this day in history first, because otherwise I'm going to be thinking about that a lot and trying to figure that out throughout.
Okay. This Day in Buffalo Sports History.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it?
It is
July 3rd. What happened on July 3rd?
The Oilers offer sheeting Thomas Vanek is my guess.
That is not what I'm thinking of. I now have to check what day that was.
Okay. that would have been wasn't that a couple days after?
It was.
Okay, so that could also be right, but it's not this. Is it Sabres?
July 6th was when the Oilers offer sheeted Thomas Vanek.
They waited 5 days, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did they fire somebody?
A lot of these are going to be, I don't know, but that's not what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
No.
What else happens around July 3rd? It's free agency.
That's right.
Yeah.
The clue is this day in history and this day in the future, this game we're about to play, both involve Lindy Ruff to a degree.
Oh.
So both of these, you know, it's in within Lindy's time frame. And it's a Sabre-related story.
Okay. So what? They hired Lindy Ruff?
Nope.
They wouldn't have fired him. That was
one of the most important trades in franchise history happened 21 years ago today.
2003? Did they trade for Danny Briere?
Close.
Chris Drury?
Drury.
They traded for Drury 21 years ago.
21 years ago they traded for Chris Drury.
Well, I don't even remember that, and that hit that year number just hits me hard for some reason.
And I have a side question about Drury.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever associated with a franchise they played for less after leaving than Chris Drury?
Oh, that is – I've thought of this before with him.
He's never said a word or been –
I looked. Yeah. I thought about this maybe last – summer, last spring, and I think Briere maybe was on the station for something. And I thought, like, when's the last time we heard from Drury? And I went looking for any reference anywhere of him. This is how deep I went on this, how curious I was. Has he ever talked about the Sabres?
That's what I'm wondering.
I went as far in as I watched his speech for the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame, the United States Hockey Hall of Fame, like 5 years ago. And they weren't mentioned. They weren't even referenced. And I couldn't find any other reference anywhere else at all.
Yeah.
He's never done an interview that I know of. Has he ever been on this station? Like,
I don't know. I can't remember him. Everybody comes back and talks about it on some level.
Oh, yeah.
Has he been there for Miller Night, for RJ Night, for anything?
Oh, he hasn't been to anything, right? For sure. Right? I can't even find an interview of him being somewhere. I mean, I can't. Was he at Alumni Night? Well, no, Alumni Night, he would have still been playing, right?
Like maybe,
13 years ago. Yeah, but there were former players sitting in the chairs for RJ Knight, right? And for Miller. He wasn't even, I'll go as far as to say this. Were you at Miller Knight?
Yes. Was there a message?
I don't remember him having a video message. Like Briere, I remember, because he would have been managing the Flyers. He had a video message that was played up on the Jumbotron. Maybe Pominville did too. So some of those players that couldn't make it, Lindy. And Drury was the co-captain with him, and I do not remember him having a video message even. I guess I could be wrong on that, but I feel like I would remember it because it would just be so. Hey, Chris Drury talking about the Sabres or talking to Saber fans. That's a good one. I bet the answer could be yes on that.
Yeah,
I mean, so it's zero. How could you be associated with a team you played for and had success for? Like he has. Is it an all-time goal in Sabre history? I don't know. It is for me. Him tying the game in Game 5 against the Rangers. Like, he has an iconic moment in my sports life as a Buffalo sports fan. And he doesn't exist. It's like he wants to eliminate that from his life, basically. It's how it feels.
So that's this day in history. How about this day in the future? This one you can't get, but...
I would just be very, very lucky.
A lot of days in the future.
Yeah.
So here's what I was thinking about. You know, there's a lot of, whether it's doom and gloom or doubt or concern about the Sabres, I was looking at the schedule, and as Josh has been mentioning in the updates, they open overseas. This is the tentpole event that they claim to be a part of. Remember we got the press release, hey, we're going to be part of a tentpole event. Turned out that was going overseas. We thought maybe it was the All-Star game. We thought maybe it was a Winter Classic. They're going overseas. Anyway, they open with a pair of games against New Jersey on a Saturday and a Sunday afternoon. Saturday morning, Sunday afternoon.
Yep.
Two games against New Jersey. Lindy Ruff revenge games, by the way, while we're at it. So two Lindy revenge games.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come home after a five-day break. So, putting aside everything that's been said in the last 72 hours, week, whatever, if they go 2-0 and come home after a five-day break for Lindy Ruff's re-debut as Sabres coach on a Thursday night, what kind of atmosphere you think you're going to get?
I bet if you've won those first two games and it's Lindy's return...
You have 5 days to build towards it. All I'm trying to say is they've got a lot to prove to us, but by the third game of the season, we could be like, let's go, we're back. I mean, if they go 2-0, the five-day break to me is key. 5 days are just like, I mean, come, should we go tonight? We should go tonight. It's Lindy. They're 2-0.
They're 2-0. Now I'm thinking a lot about how just can I call the first two games must-win games? Of the season, I'm not gonna do that. But you know what I mean. Like
maybe for the vibes, sure.
The vibes, like because there's 5 days in between the two games prior. How much that could do for the crowd's atmosphere, or you know, just the attitude of everybody going to the arena if they've won two games as opposed to if they had lost two games. Like to me, if you've won two games, then I think I'm in agreement. Like I think. That place is raucous.
Yeah. Okay. Let's
ceremonies. Like
that's right. That's right. Let's go one further. Okay. They win that game, Joe. Uh oh. Saturday night. the Cup champs are in town.
Oh, Florida's in town. The 3-0 Sabres against Florida.
Just saying, this day in the future. We should do this day in the future more often instead of this day in history. This day in the future.
This day in the future.
In the future,
the Sabres being 3-0 and hosting the Stanley Cup champion, Florida Panthers.
This day in the future is great because they haven't lost anything. We can just imagine wins.
Right.
Look how fun this day in the future can be.
Right. It's much more hopeful. It's much more hopeful, for sure.
Yes.
Is there anything else interesting about their schedule? I saw 3 p.m. Thanksgiving Eve. Oh, Thanksgiving. So, no, sorry. They play Thanksgiving Eve at night at home, but then they also play the day after Thanksgiving at 3 p.m. That's what I'm thinking of.
To me, the most interesting thing about the Sabres schedule, and this is an indication of life changing, but they have they have so many afternoon games, and I am in love with that.
Okay.
Couldn't tell you how happy that makes me. 1 o'clock Saturday against the Red Wings, October 26th. 1 o'clock Saturday, Calgary. Home afternoon games. 1 o'clock Saturday, Utah. Each month I've got at least one. Now I'm into January. 4 o'clock Seattle at home. February, 1 o'clock New Jersey at home. Yeah. There's a 5:30. Even into March, I've got 12:30 Vegas. I've got at least once a month an
Vegas
afternoon home game. So I love everything about I love afternoon home games.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't fit into everyone's schedule, but if you gave me Saturday afternoon games, college football season is kind of tough in football season. So get me January, February, March. I would love afternoon home games every weekend.
How about Monday, November 11th, hosting Montreal at 12:30?
Love it.
What is that? That's what's November? What's November 11th? What holiday?
Duh.
It's gotta be something. Why are they playing a Monday at 12:30? It's gotta be a holiday.
It is a holiday.
What's an early November holiday?
It's not Is it Veterans Day?
This is gonna bother me.
It is
me
Veterans
now.
Day.
Veterans Day. Okay, so Veterans Day at 12:30 against Montreal.
Couldn't love it more.
Love it.
Monday 12:30. I mean, come on.
So that's back to back actually. So you go Saturday home Calgary 1 o'clock, Monday 12:30 Montreal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
The only thing I don't like about it is I do love those Toronto home games, and I think they only have one before like the final week of the season. Toronto, man, the final two games of the year at home.
Mm-hmm.
You want two games to make the playoffs that might be important. You got home Toronto and then home Philadelphia to close out the season. So a couple of highlights on their schedule. Here's my Rodgers question for you. Are you like just ignoring him so much that like you don't even care at this point?
One more thing. Jeff points out they have two weekday games that start at 6 or 6:30. Let's go.
Really?
Even better. Let's move that time up to 6.
Weekday games that start at 6.
Let's go. Okay, anyway, Roger,
6:30. Are you... Okay, yeah, I see those now. 6 o'clock. Oh, that's a Sunday. 6 o'clock, home Carolina, Wednesday, January 15th. Yeah, love that.
Absolutely love it.
Are you just ignoring Rodgers so much that you kind of don't even care about him at this point? Or are you, like, I'm wondering about Rodgers. Am I rooting, the non-Brady maybe, I might have to set this as like a non-Brady division, rooting against an individual in football harder against Rodgers this year than I think I ever have about an individual? I don't even know what would be second for me. Like, who's the player you have rooted against? Like, I want that guy to fail so bad. Like, Tua, but that's kind of like it's almost like kind of half kidding, right? And it's because he's in the division. And that could be your answer. It could be a guy that's in the division that you're threatened by as someone. But, like, Rodgers, for me, it's just like the guy is so insufferable all the time. And he's on the Jets, which helps a lot, too.
I think one thing that'll be different. I was thinking about this. Going into this season, let's talk about the division. Buffalo, Jets, Dolphins, Patriots. Going into the season, three of the four teams have the same storyline they did the year before.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Basically. Right, that's the Jets. Hey, what's Rodgers going to look like? Because their season was a wash.
Right.
So they have the exact same storyline. The Dolphins, I feel like they have the exact same storyline, which is, can they get over the Bills hump? Can Tua, can the, right? What's different? Sure, there are
Can you make a deep, are you capable of a deep playoff run? Like, can you not just get in, but can you actually win some playoff games?
Are you for real? Can you beat good teams? Are you for real? So that's the same. New England, sure, it's a different coach and a different quarterback. But really what it is for New England is, can this quarterback show that he's worth his weight, whatever?
Can you also be like just even respectable a little bit for
New England? Can we get to 8 wins and see something out of our quarterback? It's a 30,000-foot view. But those three teams have the exact same stories to me with small changes. And the Bills have the most different story because they had the biggest departure, arguably, the biggest changeover, the roster changeover, the leadership changeover. So, like, this is a roundabout way to get to your Rodgers point. To me, it's just a redo of last offseason, except I actually expect to hear less from Rodgers because it's all the same stuff. Nothing's new for him. So the headlines about what Rodgers is going to do, or he's throwing to Randall Cobb or whoever's throwing to, who even knows, it's all just the same story 1 year later.
Well,
so I feel like it's easier to ignore him. And then if we get into the season, the fact that he's playing – conceivably will keep him busy.
Right?
Like, well, last year he sought out the spotlight so relentlessly because he wasn't playing. And this year, in theory, I think he'll just play.
Well, you'd think so. It also, I wonder too, maybe it could be different though this year in that, like, what about the coach? Because if the Jets have a bad start to the year, like, would they move off that coach? I think he's a good coach. But I don't know, like, what his rope would be going into the year, and if Rodgers would have a say in that. I mean, I think he probably would, but he's already getting into it with them, and I wonder if it'll be more tumultuous internally, because they've had, while he hasn't played, this happened in Green Bay, right? Slowly over time, although he kind of didn't become, when did he become a lot to deal with? Like, 5 years ago? 6 years ago? Like, it wasn't the whole time he was in Green Bay. At least it doesn't seem that way. He is seemingly becoming a lot to deal with, and he was new last year. It was, hey, you know, fresh new relationship, and, you know, we're just getting to know each other a little bit, and, oh, look, how this is going to be so much fun. We're going to win the Super Bowl. Best quarterback we've had in franchise history. And even though he didn't play and he was hurt all year, I don't know, they got to know him for a year. You know, like, they got to experience the distraction, the constant distractions that are Aaron Rodgers, and that's already happening, this minicamp thing. Connor Hughes had a story yesterday where he reported, and he's one of the Jets insiders, SNY, right? He reported that Rodgers missed they have the reason. He missed minicamp because of a pre-planned trip to Egypt that he planned while he was away last year. He just did it in the middle of minicamp, and the Jets were, like, made aware of it and, like, okay, well, you kind of can't do that, but I guess we're not going to make a big deal of it if you do it. Like, I guess they're not going to do anything if he's healthy. But I think I'm going to hear from him just as much as I did last year. He's still going to go on the Pat McAfee show, isn't he? He's going to talk to the media now, Jets media, I'm assuming, once a week. And you're going to have game storylines involving him as well. And it's an election year, so if you want that part of it, I'm sure he's going to talk a lot about that as the season goes on. Like, I just expect that he is going to be in our lives constantly this season. And that is going to make me want him to lose and to root against him. I think more... No, I won't say more than Brady. I really hated Brady. It might be close to that, though. It might be about... It's Brady level, even when he was in New England. Like, I can't stand this guy, and I really want to see that all just implode this year more than anything.
The one thing that is different, Riley Stillman signing with Carolina, okay. The one thing that is different is when it was Brady, I wanted their fans to lose very, very badly. Right, like
okay.
it was all about I'll root against every single Boston fan alive on every single venture. So it was Brady and everyone around him.
Boston.
And Belichick too.
And Belichick.
And with the Jets, I mean, I don't really it's not to say that they're not whatever hateable like Jets fans, but I just don't associate the same way. If a New York sports team is in the final of some league championship, if it's the Knicks, if it's the Mets, Yankees, even the Yankees have softened on quite a bit. Boston, I would like to lose every single thing they've ever played for the rest of the time. and for Rodgers and Jets fans, whatever, okay. The Jets haven't won anything ever, so
right.
There's not really anything worth getting too worked up about. So that's the one thing that might separate that level from Brady for me.
Yeah, they also have the they haven't won anything. They haven't won anything recently. They've seen drought as the Sabres do, 13 years.
Yeah.
So, Rodgers, he went to Egypt. Which I guess there was another report from a couple weeks ago that he went on like an ayahuasca retreat. Could these line up? I don't know. Is it the same thing? Are we saying he didn't go to go do drugs and he went to the pyramids instead, or is it both?
I'm reading a story about that. It's about seeing like an ancient doctor or something like that. So, hey, whatever.
All right.
Have a good time, man.
Yeah.
Have a good time. Meanwhile, the Hard Knocks offseason thing.
Yeah. The Giants offseason's on HBO. First episode was last night. Yep.
So, Joe Shane, we're going to learn a little bit about Joe Shane and how he operates and how the Giants operate. There's a quote from Shane that, boy, sometimes, Joe, you know how the game works. Sometimes these GMs say things to defend their own players that instead of defending their own players, they make themselves look horrible.
Is this the Daniel Jones quote?
There's two things about Daniel Jones that are very... Of course, like hitching your wagon to Jones.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good luck. He had two things. When asked about why he didn't put the franchise tag on Saquon Barkley or sign him to a lucrative extension, there's a quote where he says, about Jones, you're paying the guy $40 million. It's not to hand the ball off to a $12 million back.
Is this the quote we have a problem with?
What's one of them? It's one of them. Because, Joe Shane, let me introduce you to yourself last year. You paid Saquon Barkley $11 million last year?
Yeah.
You're not paying Daniel Jones $40 million to hand off to an $12 million back. You did that last year, man. Okay. And then he says the plan all along was to give him a couple years. This is the year for Daniel Jones.
A couple years. What year is this for him? This is
exactly.
What year is this?
This will be his sixth season as a member of the Giants. His sixth. He had 24 touchdowns in his first season. He hasn't had more than 15 since.
Wow. Now that I'm looking at his career, just on Pro Football Reference, who gets this amount of time?
Alex Smith is the answer.
Alex Smith? But Alex Smith got benched in San Francisco before he kind of reemerged, didn't he?
Yes, but Alex Smith is the only guy that was able to play a long, long time. I mean... We've made this point about Aikman before. Aikman in today's NFL would not have continued to play through what he did probably. Daniel Jones has gotten so much time with the Giants, and here's Joe Shane saying, the plan all along, this was the year. These GMs that think that they look better because they just pound the table for their own guy, I can't even believe they just do it. They feel this... Like if you speak it into, you're going to speak it into existence. You just say this was the plan all along. Oh, the plan all along was for Daniel Jones in his sixth season to look like something good. And here's the bigger problem. Here's the quote I told you I had a problem with.
Yeah.
He was talking about their offensive line and their need to fix it. And he said, Joe Shane, GM of the Giants, former assistant GM of the Bills. He called into a sports radio station effectively and said, because we get this call and everybody gets this call over the years, that Patrick Mahomes could not have won behind their offensive line. Which is,
Mahomes could not have won behind their offensive line.
Right.
His own offensive line.
Their line is bad. There's no doubt about that. But Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen could probably win behind any offensive line. They are the best in the NFL at sack avoidance individually.
Yeah.
They lift your lineup like nobody else. And he called in to say, Joe Montana couldn't win behind this line, guys. He has a terrible quarterback who is not good at sack avoidance, who is not good in the pocket, and he's going to pour assets into an offensive line and say Mahomes couldn't win behind this line. Like, that would be the day as the GM, see ya. You're so toast. You're toast. It's provable that Mahomes is number one and or Allen is number one. These guys are elite at sack avoidance. Sacks are a quarterback stat. Tua doesn't get sacked because of the system. His line has been problematic throughout. Mahomes made a Super Bowl, and they redid his offensive line. Joe Burrow took 9 sacks in a playoff game and went to the Super Bowl that year. Mahomes couldn't win behind this offensive line. Thanks for the call, Joe in New York. Click. What a comment from your GM.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't mind the running back one in a vacuum, right? The fact that he already did it, kind of, and the fact that the quarterback that makes $40 million is Daniel Jones, kind of almost ruins it. Because in a vacuum, if I just read, I'm paying a guy $40 million not to hand a ball off to $12 million back. Like, okay, no, that I agree with, but it's a circumstance. The line one is just, I can't, that's... Daniel Jones eats sacks. Like, it's obvious, too. It's not even, you know, just look at the numbers and you could tell. You watch Daniel Jones and he looks like he doesn't have a clue where he's supposed to go or how long he's supposed to hang on to the ball or anything. 6 years. I can't believe they're going into year six with him.
Yep.
803-0550 is the phone number if you want the thought or a comment on this or the Sabres from earlier as well. July 4th tomorrow. Take your phone calls, and we'll get to wrapping things up coming up. Jeremy and Joe, this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.